Second paragraph in part set. בכל הנקודות הללו, all of those dots, היינו, הנקודה הנקרא פי ידבר חוכמות means one of them, the first dot that we talked about, that it's the mouth, that's going to talk wisdom, וגם הנקודה שיש בכל אחד מה שאין בחברו, and all of the, also those dots that each and every one of us have inside of us, that it's the dot that we have, something that none of our friends have. הם ענפים להצדיק, those are branches to the righteous man. שהוא נקודה כלליות של כל ישראל, that he is the general dot of all of Am Israel. שהכל צריכים לקבל מתחילה מהצדיק, but first of all, ideally everyone should receive from the righteous man. ואחר כך יקבלו דן מן דן, and only after that going to receive one from each other, וכל אחד יקבל מיניהו בן, everyone going to receive from himself. So those three points are depends one on each other. First of all, to receive from the righteous man. If you're not receiving from the righteous man, so on what you're going to talk with your friends, on what you're going to do with what they do, you don't know what you're going to pray to fly in the air, or what you're going to want to achieve, what you're going to talk about. You don't know nothing. So first of all, you need to receive from the righteous man. And then to clarify those points with your friends. And like we said before, how are you going to clarify those points with your friends? By trying to receive from them something that they have that you don't have. That means to come to listen, not to come to talk, not to come to convince. It's not the point of a Rebbe and a student. A Rebbe and a student, this is the first point. That in the first point you receive from the righteous man. Second point is that you're receiving from your friends, and your friends are receiving from you, not that you're forcing them to understand what you wanted to tell them. No. That you're coming to listen, that you're humble, that you understand that they have things inside of them that you don't have. Even if they're very far, if you're coming already, so come to listen, come to accept. And then, after that you're humble, after that you accepted from the righteous man, to accept from the righteous man, it requires humility, but it's not the biggest humility of them all, because you can see that he's righteous. You see that he's different than you. If you see that he's different than you, you see that he's holy, you see that he's happy, you see that everything is succeeding, you see that he's got Chidushet Torah, that you can never come to those Chidushet Torah. So you understand the difference. So it's not such a big deal to be humble in front of a man like that. But between friends, this is the test. The test is between people that are equal to you in a certain way, that you're all the same, that you're all coming to the yeshiva, to understand that you're lower than them, that each and every one of them, every one of them, have something that you don't have it, it's harder. And then, when you have those two things, then you can start working in the Itvodidut. This is the point that Rabbeinu is saying, that everyone's going to receive from himself. Receive from himself means that in the Itvodedut and in the observation during the day, he's receiving all of the time, he's learning lessons all of the time. Like we said yesterday, it's very important that the man is going to prepare himself to want to receive that rebuke, to want to receive what the Hashem is telling him. But if you don't like that, if you don't want that, so you will never going to be able to hear. And it's a huge lesson. All of those rebuke, even if you have a righteous rabbi that you're coming to hear his classes, so it's 1 hour a day, Baruch Hashem. But really, you have the opportunity to have 24/7 class. Just open your eyes, just open your ears, just open your heart to listen, to understand what Hashem is talking to you. And then you can learn all of the day. Of course, you need to have vessels for that. And the vessels, like we said before, you're building them according to your will, because of your will. If you want to be rebuked, if you want to listen, if you want really to work on yourself, don't worry. הרבה שליחים למקום. A lot of messengers that are Baruch Hu to rebuke you, to explain to you exactly where you're standing. And it's not so hard when really the man wants to accept it. Like we said before, a few classes ago, that the only sorrow that a man has is because that something is going on against his will. But if you want it, even if it's the worst thing, it will not going to hurt you at all. The suffering is only because that you don't want it. You don't want to be rebuked. You don't want to be insulted. But if you want to be, if you want to learn the lesson, you can take it. Adrabah, you feel a huge joy and satisfaction out of it. You feel like you have to be grateful to that person that rebuked you, because really, open your eyes. You're such a liar inside. You're lying so much, and you cannot take yourself outside from prison because you're a prisoner, and you cannot save yourself. And then someone came, and that person is just doing to you a favor, a huge favor. He let you make him so sorry and so suffer. He accepted it on himself to suffer under your hands. And only with one intention, only with one reason, that he's going to be able to help you to heal what you need to work on. Sorry to tell you that again and again and again, but all of us, we have so much to fix, so much to fix. And it's not Chas Shalom to push us to despair, to sadness, it's just to understand. It's a long journey. It's a life journey. All of our lives we're going to have to fix and to fix and to fix. Yesterday I met a Rav Shalom in the entrance to his house. I came to the yeshiva and suddenly I saw him in the car. So I talked to him a few things and I wanted to share with him a little bit of my difficulties. And Mamash, he didn't let me talk at all. Very sweet guy. And then I give up. I said, all right, so it's my I need to work. It's not his job now to. It's my time. And then I asked him, Rav, are you coming to give a shiur today? It was Wednesday, yesterday. So I asked him, Rav, are you coming to give a shiur today? So he told me, I don't have no powers. I'm going to the field. I realized that he's going through 1,000 times more than I'm going through, more than each and every one of us going through. So you need to accept it. This is part of the Avodat Hashem, that you're going to deal with with what that you made. You screwed up. You're out of ways. What do you want? You don't want to fix it. You want someone else to fix it for you. And if you've done real bad things, yes, the answer is yes. Enough. No. And if you've done things that are really, really bad, so it's going to take you a long time to fix them. And it's a filthy job. And it's but you have to do it. You have to take the responsibility. And as wild as a man is, as long as a man takes that really to avodah, to labor, to effort, to prayers, to tefillot. So meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us a lot of wonderful experience. You can learn through Limud HaTorah, through meeting with your friends every day in the yeshiva, through going to the fields to read Bodei Duyot, through the holidays and Shabbatot, and having family, and spending time here in Holy Jerusalem with the righteous Rebbe like we have in the yeshiva, to meeting to see him in Shabbat. And so many things. To go once in a while to give a Kibbutz Tzadikim. If you would understand the greatness of Kibbutz Tzadikim, also me, but I see that every time that I'm going to Kibbutz Tzadikim, it's a life-changing for me. Mamash, it's like an elevator. You're going to Kibbutz Tzadikim and you go out from the same tzion to the same street in a different world. It's a different place. It becomes to be totally different. Every time. Maybe in the beginning you don't feel that so much because you're rude. You're what?
Coarse.
But after a while, you start to sense. You start to feel. It's not the same. It's a different world. It's like summer and winter. It's a different world. It's a different season. It's something else every time. And Rabbeinu said that this is something that a man can feel every time that he goes out from the field after Hitbodedut. Hitbodedut is like mikveh. Every time that a man, you go out from the regular way of living your life and you disappear, like even if a man is sneezing. If you lost your concentration for one moment, you disappeared, the Gemara is saying that it's me'en olam haba. To sneeze, it's me'en olam haba. It's like to be in the world to come. Why? Because actually you don't know what happened in that eternal world that we are in. You disappeared and you came back. You disappeared, you don't. It's not the same. It's like you're reborn now. It's a new world for you. Like to be afraid and to faint, or mamash, to lose your mind and to wake up again, to sneeze. There is a lot of things like that, that a man is waking up again. It was a duty, it's the same. Mikveh, it's the same. Mikveh, it's the same. When a man is going to the mikveh today, in the mikveh, I had a wonderful intention. I went, I said, Ribono Shel Olam, all of the way to the mikveh. I said, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm drowning my Yetzara today in the mikveh. This is it. I'm taking him with me. It's a wall. I'm going out alone from the mikveh. This is it. Baruch Hashem, I had a few good hours after the mikveh. Baruch Hashem. Mikveh that you have every day. Every day. And then you can go to the mikveh every day. Every day. Every day. And you're purifying not your neshama. The neshama is pure. You don't need to purify your neshama. You're purifying your body. You're purifying your filthy, contaminated body by going to the mikveh daily. And nothing can contaminate the mikveh. You ever heard of something like that? Mm-hmm. The mikveh is so pure that even if you, I don't know what you're going to put inside of the mikveh, it will not going to be contaminated. Nothing can contaminate mikveh. Nothing in the world can contaminate mikveh. Put a dead pig in the mikveh. Put, I don't know what, put... Put Ahmadinejad in the mikveh. Nothing can happen to the mikveh. It cannot be contaminated. Nothing. Nothing. It's pure in the purity of Hashem Yitbarach. Mikveh Hashem. This is what it's written. Mikveh Hashem. It's Hashem. You cannot understand. It's 100% purity. And we have the merit to go. And we can go over there and to deep every day. And it's written that if a man is talking in the mikveh and is hanging on in the mikveh, talking and enjoying, so he's taking all of the contamination of all of the rest of the people that left it in the mikveh. Need to come to the mikveh, intend to purify yourself. If you're swimming and talking and chatting, so you're collecting, Baruch Hashem, but not sparks of Kedusha. All of the filth that people left over there in the mikveh, you're collecting, hopefully not. To come to purify yourself in the mikveh. And you're coming and you're canceling yourself totally. Gifts like those, Hashem is giving to us every day. Every day. Like you're reborn. Every day. Every day. Every day. We're lazy. We need to understand how many good things we can enjoy. And to receive power from those experiences, from the Limud HaTorah, to charge yourself, recharge yourself. And everything is in Kedusha. And then you have the powers to go to the field to do a real strong 1 hour Itbodadut of Tshuva. And then in the Tshuva, in that Tshuva, Rabbi Shmuel Horowitz was in Uman for 1.5 years. He said that in Uman he saw that people can achieve the level of Tanaim and Amoraim by listening to the advice of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And if you don't believe that you can achieve that, also, to be like a Tana, to be like an Amora, it's not that you don't believe in yourself, it's that you don't believe in Rav Nachman in Breslev. It means that you don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Because no one ever said that because that you're so powerful, because that you're so wise, you're going to develop in Avodat Hashem to be an angel. Just only because of the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of that you're going to progress in Avodat Hashem. And to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have the powers to make you pure, it's a very low, low level of Lashon Hara. To think that Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't have the power to stand in what that he said, I'm going to make you to be like I am. It's a Lashon Hara. Rabbeinu's got that power. And if you're just going to take the advice, like that they're written, exactly like that they're written, to keep those advice. Like you hear, like Rabbi Brody told us yesterday, to listen to someone like Rav Shalom, that he's got Kabbalah in his hand, that he received the wisdom, that he knows to explain to us how to deal with the Likutei Moran. I met someone a few days ago, he told me, you know, I'm learning this shiur every week and that shiur every week, and in Shabbos I learn Likutei Moran. And then he looked at me and he said, even though that I don't understand the word that I'm reading, still every Shabbos I'm learning Likutei Moran. And I said to myself, you don't understand, to myself, Baruch Hashem, you don't understand what you read in Likutei Moran. What's the problem to understand what you read in Likutei Moran? People that don't speak the language, okay, we understand. But if you have now the translation of Robert Kramer or other translations of Darso, what's the problem to understand Likutei Moharan? It's not true. It's not true. It's very hard because you need to have the merit. You need to have the merit. You need that Rabbeinu going to open the door for you. And if he will not going to open the door, remember myself. In the beginning of my tshuva, before I was religious at all. One of my friends, we were together in the Kotel HaMaravi, and someone came to us. I told you that once, and I bought Likutei Moharan from him. He was a Mefitz, and I bought a Likutei Moharan from him in 10 shekels. This is what I had. I gave him 10 shekels. He gave me Likutei Moharan. We tried to learn that Likutei Moharan. We couldn't understand nothing. The doors were closed. I told you that also, and I tried first time to listen to a CD of Arav Shalom. That it's one of the most famous CDs of Arav Shalom. Ten Chiyuch, Give a Smile, it's with music, all of the CD with music, an easy CD, the most easy CD in the world. I couldn't understand the word of Arav Shalom in that CD, and I'm an Israeli, and I'm Yerushalmi, and whatever you're going to say, Baal Tshuva, how can it be? Because you need a merit. You can hear recordings of Arav Ovadia Yosef and not understand the word of Arav Ovadia because you don't have a merit. Because you don't have the ears, you don't have faith in Chachamim, you don't have the merit to hear them. In the generation of Chachmer Gemara, of the Talmud, the rabbi would talk in a way that thousands of people would hear him. The Ben Ish Chai was giving drashot to thousands of people in an open space. He would give drashot in an open space, thousands of people could hear him. No speakers, nothing. The Ben Ish Chai is talking and the words are going and entering into the ears of people. It depends on the merit. It depends all in the righteous men of that generation. If he's influencing, if he's bringing it until that you're going to understand it, you're going to understand it. And if not, you can jump, you can try, you can I don't know what, can fast until you're going to starve and die and you're not going to understand. You're not going to understand. If he's closing the doors of his Torah, you're not going to understand. So how much merit we have? That you can see it and learn Likutei Moharan and Adrabah to understand so many special things in the Likutei Moharan that Rabbeinu is talking all of the time about Tshuva, about bringing us to the purpose to know Hashem and that we can believe in ourselves and to find ourselves really serving Hashem Yitbarach. To serve Hashem Yitbarach means to serve Hashem Yitbarach, not to serve ourselves in Jerusalem, not to serve ourselves in Beis Midrash. To serve Hashem. Hashem wants you to run, today you're going to run. And you're going to give a big smile while you're running, if really you want to serve Hashem. If not, you're going to run, and then you're going to cry and whine. To run, you're going to run. If Hashem wants you to run, you're going to run. Now, take advantage of what that you, Baruch Hashem is putting under your hands, under your legs, under your nose. Bechol drachecha da'el, to know Hashem, Barach, in all of the paths, in all of the ways, in all of the options, not to forget Hashem, not to distract our thoughts from the Creator for a moment, for a breath of a hair. Never to forget Hashem, never, 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 no matter what. And what to remember that is good, that it's helping me, that it's purifying me, all of the confusions, all of the I don't know, all kinds of blockings that we have in our lives. And not to think that we know best, not to think that you know. It's written, Torah Shebe'af Hisham Dali. The Torah that I learned when there were judgments in the air, when I couldn't learn, that Torah is standing for me until today. Means that to sit alone, with nachat, and to be so relaxed and quiet, it's not the Torah that Hashem needs. He can create angels that are going to sit and learn Torah all day long. It's not it. Through the difficulties, through all of the problems that people have, to find time between the walls, between the judgments, between all the difficulties, the poverty, then to learn Torah. That Torah is Torah Chaim. That Torah is going to bring you to live in the light of Hashem. Be'or Pnei Melech Chaim, that you see, thank you Hashem, be grateful to Hashem Yitbarach. The Malbim Hakadosh wrote a pirush to the Nevi'im, to the books of prophets. And more Chidushei Torah. If you would learn a little bit what he went through in his life, you can never imagine. He couldn't rest for an hour in his life. He didn't have 1 hour to rest. He didn't have an hour to rest in his life, the Malbim HaKadosh. And through all of those wars, he's writing another Chidush and another Chidush and completing another book on Ishaya, another book on Tehillim, another book on that, another book on that. And he's writing and writing all of his life, being exiled from one city to the other. Every city that he came, on the day that he's coming to the city, they're fighting with him and rejecting him and complaining to the government to send him away, that he's making trouble. That simple holy man, simple holy man that wants to learn Torah, to help Am Yisrael, cannot sit in one place for a moment. And from him the Torah is going to come out. The Gemara is saying, Hizaru, you should be careful from the sons of the poor people. Because from them the Torah tetze. Why from them? Because they're humble. Poor en ani ela ani min adat. There is no poor else except of someone that lack of wisdom. His parents are lack of wisdom. And he knows that he doesn't have no hope. So he needs to put a lot of effort. This is one of the praises that they said on Rav Ovadia Yosef. That even though that his father was a real kosher man and a righteous man, he wasn't such a righteous man, leader, that could make Rav Ovadia to be so huge like he was. Rav Ovadia, put the effort, from the beginning, as one of the poor people. Why? Because that they realized that they cannot count on no one else, like a Baal Shem Tov. Why he became to be a Baal Shem Tov? He explained. He became to be a Baal Shem Tov because that he saw that he doesn't have no father. And he doesn't have no mother. His mother passed away when he just born. His father passed away when he was 5. And he was orphaned. And his father on his deathbed told him, I have a will to tell you, and I want you to keep every word and to know the importance of that will. And you're not allowed to move from no part of that will. Listen to me, he said, I promise, father, I'm going to do whatever. 5 years old kid, Jewish kid in Ukraine of 250 years ago. Crazy world. And his father is commanding him, you're not allowed to forget that there is nothing except of Hashem, that you're never going to ask nothing from no one else except of Hashem. Only believe in Hashem, and whatever you need, just pray to Hashem, and believe in Hashem, and faith, and prayers. This is it. Never ask nothing from no one, don't count on no one, just pray to Hashem. Will to a 5-year-old Jewish kid named Israel in Ukraine of 250 years ago. Went out from the house, father is dead, mother passed away 5 years ago, looking to the side. Alright. One decision he had in his heart. Not to forget the will of his father. This is it. With that he went all of his life, and praying and walking from one city to the other, sleeping in Bate Midrashot, in Bate Knesiot, in the woods, not asking nothing from no one, just praying from the age of 5. And he became to be the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that illuminated the eyes of Am Yisrael, that we cannot understand the greatness of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We have stories on a Baal Shem Tov like we never heard stories on no righteous man before, on a Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And Chachamim said that if you don't believe the stories on a Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you're kofir. Means they all approved all of those stories. It's all true. Maybe there are mistakes on how people told those stories. But bottom line, all of those stories are real. To jump from one city to the other, from this part of the world to another, to make miracles, to make decrees, and that the world is going to change. It all depends on your faith. And if you think that Hashem gave it to a Baal Shem Tov because he likes a Baal Shem Tov, and you have Avonot, nonsense. Rabbi Akiva was in a very low level when he started when he was 40. Rish Lakish was in a very low level when he started when he was old. And a lot of righteous people started their life as Baalei Tshuva, like our own rabbi that is a Baal Tshuva. That he started also in the age of 25, after that he done whatever he could until the age of 25. Everything he was doing. We heard it in our ears from his mouth. A man that got a drop of wisdom, a little bit of wisdom, he realized that his past doesn't have no connection to his present. No connection. Only one imagination of Yetzer Hara that wants to fail you in sadness, to fall back to your past. Something is stopping you from learning Torah today. Something is stopping you from doing tshuva today. Something is stopping you from talking to Hashem Yitzbarach today. Nothing. Nothing. And even if you're going to have to work, and you cannot come to Beit Midrash, and you have to work 10, 12, 16 hours a day, something is stopping you from talking to Hashem Yitzbarach all of the day, and to beg to Hashem Yitzbarach to go back to the Beit Midrash. Something except of sadness and laziness is stopping you. Nothing. Only your own Yetzer Hara. Only that heavy body. But if you're going to concentrate, I have a neshama, I have a pure soul, and I want Hashem, and I want Hashem, and I want Hashem. You're going to go 24-7 in a pure position. You're all going to be pure, 100% pure. You're going to be flame of fire. Nothing can be able, like fire, mikveh and fire are the same. Cannot be contaminated. Nothing can contaminate fire. Nothing can contaminate water. Nothing can contaminate you also. When you're walking with your neshama, and your neshama is a torch of Hashem Yitzbarach, is a flame to Hashem Yitzbarach, and Rabbeinu is saying that every Jew, his heart is flaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Flaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he stopped from believing in that, so his heart is full with flames to lust and desires. And he's contaminating himself, and Jews can go to low places, to very low places, worse than the non-Jews. Places the Jews went because of the Yetzer Hara, because of their Kedusha, the Yetzer Hara, he puts more powers on them, that they're going to fall to crazy places, to sick places, to horrible places. It all depends on your will. If you want to put an effort and to fight, you're going to win. You're going to win, and your victory is going to be a huge Kiddush Hashem that's never been heard before. Because for someone like us that is coming from such a distance, crazy distance from Kedusha, to be a flame to Hashem Yitzbarach, to be a torch that illuminates the eyes of Israel, to get closer to Hashem Yitzbarach, who will not going to believe you? You're a live proof. We are a live proof. We are a Mofet Mirabenu. That it works. To see a proof from birth, someone holy, born holy, that he's serving Hashem and he's praising his Rebbe, it's not a big deal. I'm sorry, it's not a big deal. It's a tradition in his house. And this is how he grew up. And it's wonderful, it's great. But to see you, to see me, to see us, serving Hashem Yitzbarach, not thinking at all or nothing, doesn't care about nothing. I told you a little bit about my parnasa. It's a mirror that you're going to believe in Hashem Yitzbarach. I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I don't have time to those nonsense. You're going to send me the Parnassah. I'm moving on. This is my conversation on Parnassah with Hashem. I'm not investing tefillot on that. Who's got time to waste on tefillot on? Please, Hashem, send me money. Who's got the time for that? You see, you have so many lackings. You have time to pray on money. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sorry. And those are my expenses. And I need more. And Ribono Shel Olam, I don't have time to spend on that. And please send me my parnasah. And I'm going your way. I'm telling you, I'm not looking back to see if you heard. I'm keep on walking. And this is the way. In all of the Avodat Hashem. So you still don't have all of the things that you need. But what do you care? You prayed on it. You fulfilled your obligation on that. You haven't neglected that issue. You prayed. And this is it. Now the wife, she's not happy. Alright, so sit with her until she's going to be happy. And you don't find a way to make her happy, pray on that. Ribono Shel Olam, please. Like Rav Shalom told me once, do what I'm doing. What am I doing? I'm going to Hashem and telling him, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know how to make my wife happy, so you're going to make her happy. The same! You know how to make your wife happy? She can scream and I don't know what to tell you. You don't understand me. You're right, I don't. What can I do? I don't understand you. Ribono Shel Olam, what can I do? So to jump or stand on one leg, it will not going to help you also. So I'm going to pray. Ribono Shel Olam, give you the right advice. To learn Torah Kedusha. How am I going to learn Torah Kedusha? You know the size of the Torah Kedusha? It's wider than the sea. Rechava min hayam. How am I going to learn the Torah Kedusha? Where am I going to start? Let's not how I'm going to complete. Where am I going to start? Where are we going to start to learn Torah? Let's start in the Chumash. No, you have to learn Gemara every day. All right. So let's start in the Gemara. But what's the time Mikra Echad Targum? All right. So you need them both. But Rabbeinu said to start to learn Halachot every day. So you need all of those three things. And what is books of Rabbeinu? So you need four things. How are you going to make it? You cannot make it. So first of all, give up. Say, Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm happy to read stories of righteous people, my children's book, all day long, Baruch Hashem. This is also Torah. First of all, I'm learning Torah. I'm learning Torah. Now, there are more books, there are more options, there is more Torah. Amen. I wish, I want. I wish, amen, I wish. But there is no time. So what can I do? I created time. It's my fault. What can I do? I'm going to chase myself. All right, let's say that it's my fault, and I need to punish. It's going to help. I'm going to learn more Torah if I'm going to punish myself. Or even less. Even less. You fall to sadness, to frustration, to blame myself. And then even the drops of Torah that I'm, Baruch Hashem, able to learn a day, also that I'm not going to do. The truth is that we need to put all of our powers on the wheel. Put all of your money on the wheel. Everything. Abotach Bashem Chesed Yisovevenu, it's written. If you count on Hashem, kindness is going to surround you. It means that in everything else that you're going to try to trust on, to count on, it's not 100%. Maybe you're going to be answered, maybe not. Only if you're counting on Hashem, even though that it looks 100% wrong, it's against all logic, and everyone that you're going to ask is going to tell you differently, except of the crazy people in Breslev, real crazy people. That they are crazy. Rabbi Natan testified on us that we're all crazy. It's not Chas Shalom Lashon Hara. Rabbi Natan said, I saw everyone are crazy except of one, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Natan said, so we're not arguing, we're Meshugayim, we know that. Yes, we're crazy. It's not the Chidush also. Look at yourself. Cuckoo. No doubt. So we're Meshugayim. No one going to tell you to count on Hashem Yitbarach alone. Like I told you, that friend, that person that said to a friend, let's put Hashem aside right now for a minute. Let's talk about it. Let's put Hashem aside. How can you put Hashem aside? What? Someone else decides what's going to be upon Asah. Someone else is bringing peace into your house. Hashem Shalom, Ushmo Shalom. His name is Shalom. What? I need advice in Shalom Bayit. Alright, Shalom, it's a word. Oh, let's start. Alright, let's learn Shalom Bayit. Shalom. First step in Shalom Bayit. Shalom is the name of Hashem. This is first step. You want Shalom Bayit, you need Hashem in the house. Alright. First of all, kick your television outside, your iPhone. You haven't kicked them, you kicked Hashem. You cannot have Shalom Bayit with an iPhone. You cannot. Even if you have ceasefire for now and it looks like peace, it's not real peace. One day the world gonna burst again. One day. You don't know the Yetzirah, where you're going to come. You're walking with him in your pocket. One day you're going to jump out. One day. If you're rejecting the Shechinah Kedoshah from your house through internet, through filth, through all of those craziness, and even if it's not filth, pure filth, even if it's not 100% contaminated according to your definitions, if it's football or, I don't know, basketballs or the Olympic Games or I don't know what, something that is, you know, it's in between. The truth is that you forget Hashem 100% of the time watching those nonsense. So it cannot be pure. If you forgot Hashem, this is it. On the moment that you forgot Hashem Yitbarach, you lost. You lost the first commandment and the second commandment. Now you need a miracle to keep the third and the fourth and the fifth. You need a miracle. It's not standing. It's not stable. You took the first two. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lachetecha Elokim Achenim Alfanai. What can we do? Make Shema, praying. So it's hard for your wife to take out the internet. I understand you. Need to pray on that. It's hard for you to take it out. I understand you. But have to pray on all of those things. First step is the Yitbodedut again and again. Hashem, let me remember you. Hashem, be with me. Hashem, let me want. want you, Hashem. Wake up my will, that I'm always going to desire you, that I'm always going to want you, that I'm never going to forget you. This is my tefillah. This is how I should walk. With that I'm walking. This is my success. To conquer my Yetzer Hara, to control my body, it's not in my hands. Because all of the actions belong to the Ribono Shel Olam, that He is Ribono Al Kol HaMaasim, that all of the actions belong to Him. That He decides what's going to move, what's not going to move. Even my fingers, even my hands. Boro Olam, the Creator, He's deciding on everything. Only one thing is in my hand, my will. This is the only free thing that I have, my free will. This is the only thing that I have, that I control, my will. And on that I'm going to work, and going to put tefillot on that, and hours of limud. And if you think that to learn Gemara, this is what is going to bring you to the Tachlit, and if you think that to learn Shulchan Aruch is going to bring you to the Tachlit, nothing going to bring you to the Tachlit faster than the books of Arav Shalom. Nothing. Nothing. Because they're going to give you the power to sit and open the Gemara, and to sit and to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Because if you're just going to learn Gemara, let's say that you made it. For 1 year, you finished 3 Masechtot in that year with the Mefarshim, and you made it big time. It was a great year, amazing, perfect year. Shurim and Iyun, and Shurim Bebki'ut, and also Dafayomi, by the way. And you made it big time, 3, 4, 5 Masechtot in that year. Amazing. There is no doubt that next year will not going to be the same. It cannot be. The Yetzer Hara will not going to let you continue. So this is why you have to prepare vessels to land, to crush from that huge peak that you achieved. If that falling is a must, so through learning Gemara, you should ask yourself, am I building those vessels? Am I bringing those sheets, those mattresses, that when I'm going to crush, I'm not going to crush. When I'm going to fall, I'm not going to crush. Do I have that itchazkut, that strength, to stand up for my falling because that I learned Gemara last year? The answer is no. The answer is no. Only through words of faith, of strength yourself, no despair. Always you can talk to Hashem. Don't worry, Rabbeinu is walking before of you. Just hold yourself together, then you're going to be kosher people. Only through those words. Only through going to the mikveh every day. Only through going to the field every day to do an hour. Only those things are going to save you from crushing. And Rabbeinu said to each and every one of us, a man cannot be a kosher Jew if he doesn't have thousands of up and downs in his life. So downs are a must. It has to be. For the tikkun. This is the tikkun. In everything it's like that. In the nature of the world it's like that. The witch, she doesn't want to be grind. She doesn't want to be inside of the oven. No one wants that. Even the vegetables, they don't want that. No one wants to go through the difficulties. The cloth, you need to cut it, and then you need to sew it. He doesn't want, it's all pain. It's all pain. The sheep, he doesn't want to, that you're gonna take the hair, the wool from her, and no one. They don't want all of what they need to go through in life and not to be shecht in the end. They don't want it. None of us, none of the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants what there is in the creation. Borei Olam made it hard. Borei Olam made it difficult. But us, we have something. We have a soul inside. And that soul is against nature. If you see a candle, if you're looking at that and you see the flame and you see the wick and you understand that there is oil and you see the flame always wants to go up. The nature of the flame is to go up and it's attached to the wick and it cannot leave. It's beyond nature. You cannot explain that. You know, physical answer not going to answer that. They're totally against each other and they're feeding each other and it cannot be. Like Shalom Bayit. It cannot be. And if you're more different than each other, as much as you're going to be different, it means that you fit more. As much as it's going to be radical, you're different between you both, this is what it means, that you're more connected. Shalom Bayit is not logic. To serve Hashem, it's not logic. It's beyond nature. That a man with lust and desire is going to sit in a Gemara shiur, going to learn Gemara, going to learn Musar, going to learn Hitchazkut. It's against all logic, against all nature. It's not answering to none of his needs, of his physical needs. And the science cannot put a finger on that soul. They cannot answer. This is why a Jew, he will always going to look different. He will always going to look weird. What are they doing in the Bet Knesset? What are they doing in the Bet Midrashot? What's going on with them? What are they screaming in the fields? Maybe there's a fire or something. What are they screaming in Yal Sanhedrin every night? What's going on? I cannot understand. It's against late nature. It's against nature that a man going to control his body. That the man is going to control it himself. This is why all of the non-Jews, all of the nations, they're going with their lusts and desires. And you see the most beautiful nations of them all. The most that have so many culture and history and artists and I don't know what. And wisdom in their past. And you see them in time of crisis. They become to be like the most cruel animals in the world. Because they don't have that thing that's going to stop them. They don't have the neshama inside to stop them. Only Abali Taher, the one that wants to be pure, he's pure. Only the one that have that gift, that Am Israel received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purity. When we were standing on Mount Sinai, Paskazu Amatan, we were not longer contaminated. We were pure. And that one time of in a lifetime purified us for the generation. For always to be like that. We mitchaber l'tahor tahor, and the ones that are joining to Am Yisrael, they become to be pure also. They receive the purity from Am Yisrael. That flame of Hashem Yitbarach, that soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. From the throne of honor, He gave us a soul, He gave us a spiritual being, He gave us something that the nation doesn't have. And they cannot reach it except by accepting on themselves that God Elokei Israel is God. God Elokei Israel. Not God that there is one God in heaven, one God. It's a nice slogan, it's a nice word. You have to accept that the one that gave Torah to Am Israel and chose Am Israel, He is the one. When you're accepting that on yourself, you become to be one with Am Israel. Only. The purity belongs to us because Hashem was so kind to give it to us. And we need to nurture that. We need to build that inside of ourselves. That we're going to be light to the nations. That we're going to be light to our brothers. That we're going to be light. For that we need Hashem, for that we need to pray, for that we need to want to be tshuva. Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.